Podcast Ranger.
Welcome, one and all, to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Ding ding diddle ding ding.
Bringing you all the news that we use to bring you news.
I got the Trider on key.
That is news.
It's just like a hunk of plastic with a shiny sticker on it.
And it has a slot for like a keychain or a lanyard.
You just described about 96% of all Toku toys.
No!
It's the plastic with the sticker.
But most of the hunks of plastic have electronics in them.
But all this does, though, is that it just puts Cho in front of Dead Heat in the Mach Driver and uses Chaser's chime. That's
because,
all it does.
Because it's a half form of Type Speed and Machine Chaser.
But that's... Why would that come from the Trideron key?
I don't know!
I think the real question is, Lane, why not?
You think that, like, Type Trideron would come from the Trideron key?
That's too easy, though.
You'd think that...
Is it?
You'd think that the United States wouldn't be considering Donald Trump, but you'd be wrong.
Oh,
I still want President Sarah Palin.
No, you don't.
She wants the Native Americans to go back to Nativia.
Oh, God, I saw that.
I don't think that's real.
No, it's not. It's from a satire website.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, is not real.
Unfortunately, the I can see Russia from my backyard isn't...
As Robin Williams put it, you have super fucking vision.
Hey, she has some level of intelligence.
Like, what do you know about the issues with Russia? I can see them from my backyard.
She has some level of intelligence if she's the fucking governor of Alaska.
You think.
Zero is a level.
That
it is. Indeed.
Moving on!
This has been Cast Ranger Talks Politics.
From a country
cast
we don't even
your
belong
vote.
Into.
Cast your vote
cast
now.
Cast Ranger, accent on the Anger.
No.
I don't know.
So when are we going to get Rick Mercer in on this show?
Oh, I love him.
Right. Ultimate guest.
Right after we get Stephen fucking Colbert.
Rick Caster.
Rick Mercer is literally a half hour from here.
Yeah, no, we could get Rick Mercer way easier.
I'm very interested to see how into it Rick Mercer could get in a discussion about Kamen Rider and Super Sentai.
Yes.
We just bring on
a guest who has no experience with Tokusatsu, who hasn't even seen Power Rangers, and we just show him the episodes of that week and we get them to react. Not only that, but we should record the live riff because it would be amazing.
Remember when I ever tried to talk about Tokusatsu around my parents, they're just like, oh yeah, they're like that Power Rangers thing you like, right? I'm like, yeah.
You know what Rick Mercer would probably say? Perhaps it's a good thing that you young people aren't voting.
I haven't voted a single day in my life.
Yeah,
it's the longest streak I will ever maintain in my life.
People are horrible Canadians.
So, Toku News! And Trump's a horrible American, but he's very close to being the president.
Drive for president.
Well, not like we have any say in that.
And he doesn't have any say here,
yes.
So we're even. Moving on! First bit of news, as of this recording, today, September 11th, it is the birthday of the actor who played Kotaro Minami.
You know, from now on, when I think of this date, I'm going to think of him instead of... You know, the other thing.
Yeah.
I was going to bring that up, and then I'm like, no.
No, we're going to talk
about
that later.
We're going to have something about that.
Man, that must have been a shitty birthday for him.
You took the words right out of my mouth that I wasn't going to say.
Hey, guys, it's my birthday. Oh, crap, look at that.
We're going to have one
terrorism.
We're going to have the most blowout birthday bash ever. Twice.
Twice.
We're going to have two parties. So, yeah, it is Tetsuo Karada's 47th birthday.
Jesus.
Good for him.
Yeah. Not only did he play both Kamen Rider Blacks, but he was also in a couple other shows. One of the other articles
Decade, motherfucker!
Well, I don't mean just that character.
That awesome double henchman.
He was in a couple other shows, but I pulled up the wrong article. This one doesn't list them. Hooray.
Oh, well. It was some crappy job.
Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday to you, and man, I'm sorry for 14 years ago.
Blow out the candles.
Those are two really big candles.
I'm already going to hell for what I'm going to say later. I'm not
yep.
thinking
about it more. Alright. Speaking of Kamen Rider, remember that guy who had a Kamen Rider-themed wedding that we talked about a while ago?
Yeah.
Apparently the same guy decided the best way to spend his last day at work would be to dress up as Kamen Rider Dark Kabuto.
Because why not?
So there's a bunch of photos of him just at his desk, dressed as Kabuto.
Dark Kabuto.
Apparently the guy's name is Shafiq.
And apparently whoever wrote that letter has terrible handwriting. Well, it's like if I wrote that.
Better than mine.
Who doesn't?
Also Malaysia.
Yeah, the guy's from Malaysia. His name is Shafiq.
That's racist.
No, he actually is from Malaysia.
No, like you say, oh yeah, he's got bad handwriting, of course, he's Malaysian.
In English.
Well, it's English writing, but
there's a different. I'm not talking about the, never mind.
Whatever.
Not necessarily his first
language. For those who care, he apparently left a company called M. Mode Berhad. For all the trivia nerds out there.
Yes.
Interesting story. Moving on.
Again.
We got a bit more information on the next Kamen Rider Battle Ride War. First off, it's not actually called Creation, it's Genesis, based on the trailer we saw.
Of course. Because why use the word creation when you can use the other one?
Yeah.
It means the same damn thing.
Religious subtext of the same level, hooray!
In a game with Gaim in it?
What?
Never.
Unheard of!
Nani?
We got the list of playable Kamen Riders in this game, and wow, did they shore up the cast.
Chaser's not in it!
Hell yeah!
So first off, the really weird one, both versions of Kuga, Godai from the original show and Onodera from Decade.
Just in case you never wanted to play as Onodera in this game ever.
I can explain why they have Decade's Kuga in it.
Ultimate! That is exactly why. But one of our fans, I think it was Anthony, pointed out that there was a shot, I think in the Wizard Ending episodes where Gaim showed up, where Onodera Decade did go Rising Ultimate, or Godai, I think it's supposed to be Godai Decade, or Godai Kuga went Rising Ultimate. It's hard to tell.
Not Kuga?
My thing is, if they do both have access to Rising Ultimate, maybe Godai will go Amazing Mighty instead.
Maybe.
But, yeah, I was just saying that if I play as Onodera,
well,
I'll just pretend
he's... In all technicality in the past games, Kuga could do all of the above except Rising Ultimate.
Yeah. But, I was just saying that if I play as Onodera Kuga, I'll just pretend he's Treasure 5 Red.
Yeah.
Other riders that will be playable.
Everybody.
Do not name them all.
Fucking everybody.
Everyone except Chaser.
Not everybody. Not everybody.
Everyone except fucking Chaser.
I was leading to that. All the title riders, including a bunch of new Showa riders, Ichigo, Nigo, V3X, Amazon...
You mean Showa riders, period.
I mean new to the game.
Yeah, because there weren't any previous.
Shut up. Ichigo, Nigo, V3X, Amazon, Stronger, Sky Rider, Super One, and both blacks.
What, no Songo?
Nope. Surprising, actually.
No Zeno?
Not surprising.
No Jay? No Shin?
No. Jay
no.
Would be fun, though.
Actually, yeah. Yeah, that'd be neat.
No Dex? Just have Shin and Gills fucking team up together.
What? No Dex?
Oh, no. Well, we have Black Rex.
What? No. There better be fucking Furbus DLC.
Oh, come
but,
on.
But in terms of more secondary riders they added, previously DLC, Zangetsu Shin is now in it, as well as the other added riders of G3X, Knight, Kaiza, Garen, Zanki, Gatak, Zeranos, Ixa, D-End, Eternal, Drive, Mach, and Ghost.
Awesome.
No Chaser!
Yeah, but then again, you look back on all the previous games where they've had the two DLC riders, and almost every time it's been the fucking late-coming riders from previous series.
Yeah, so I'm calling it that the two DLC riders for this game will probably be...
Chaser and Spectre?
Chaser and Spectre.
Yeah, no, that's pretty... Yeah, that's probably clear.
It better be, because if it's not, I'm going to be pissed.
It would certainly fit with their pattern that they go with, usually.
I mean, like, who else could it be at this point?
Jay? Zeno?
Imagine playing one of these games as Jay. Just
stomp on
Shin Kamen Rider.
God!
We need to watch that movie.
Yes.
I have it.
We got to live it. Live riff. Cast Ranger extra content. That will be a thing eventually. So yeah, the game is set for a 2016 release on PS4, PS3, and PS Vita.
Woo.
I'm definitely going to get it for Vita because that way I can play it on the go and plug it into the Vita TV to do videos.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, put the TV version.
I'm prepared for this.
Good.
Alright, moving on. We got some info about the upcoming Kamen Rider Drive X Ghost Movie Wars.
And by info, I mean jackets.
And by jackets, I mean spoilers.
Do you recognize those jackets?
We see black versions of Heart, Medic, and Brain's costumes on set, which means they're probably going to be back.
Ooh, but not really, because they'll probably be copies of something else.
Why does June look like a wealthy murderer?
Because he gets promoted, apparently.
He gets promoted to the head of the fucking... whatever.
Police department? I don't know.
The
First Division?
Yeah, no, the group that was, like, helping develop the mock knockoffs.
The mock-offs?
I'm just amazed nobody else made the AC/DC joke.
What?
He said, they're probably going to be back, and I'm in black.
I thought it was too easy.
Did you honestly expect me to know that joke?
Kinda! Yeah.
Imagine they just, like...
When have I ever listened to AC/DC at all?
Seen Iron Man 1!
I know, right?
How long ago was that?
2008.
That's right. I try to block out things from that year, thank you. Moving on. Speaking of Drive, we got some info on the next role of Ryo Uchida, the woman who plays Kiriko in Drive. What she's going to be starring in next is quite different. Apparently she's going to be going back to high school and kicking some zombie butts.
Scroll down, please.
In the live-action adaptation of Chimamire Tsukeban Chainsaw.
Is this by the guy who did,
it's fucking Lollipop Chainsaw for all I
fucking
care.
As I explained in a post, yesterday, after hearing the news of Chase's death, she decided to go on a murderous rampage and kill the entire Tokujo branch.
I accept this as canon!
This is just reminding me, is this like one of those fucking movies like Robo Geisha and Tokyo Gore Police, Machine Girl? It's got that look.
I don't know.
Grandpa Raven, would you like to...
Do you know about this?
What, this manga?
Yeah.
No, I actually...
Is there no anime?
No.
Apparently the manga it's based on is called Giko no Komura.
Huh.
Well, the movie is scheduled to be released sometime next year, so any fans of Kiriko's ass can look forward to that.
Yes.
Kiriko's Tom, I know you're listening.
Kiriko's ass wearing a fundoshi, apparently.
I know, right? That kind of threw me off.
I just saw it, and I was like, okay.
If you're watching the video version, you're getting a nice zoom in right now.
Ugh. Morty.
The sounds of everyone switching to the video version.
I know, right?
Moving on. We got some more info on ghost-related topics.
Yay.
It's a bit more info about the father of the main character, Ryu Tenkuji. Apparently he was a ghost hunter who died 10 years ago. As if he had seen the future, he made preparations for his son to receive the Ore Ghost icon years after his death. How he knew the danger that will happen to his son remains a mystery. Which means he is the source of the Ore ghost icon, so maybe the spirit inside of Ore is his father's spirit. Maybe
that would be fucking cool. Oh, what's funny is,
I've been wondering about that up the whole show, or the whole, campaign up until now, about where, all these other spirits are, spirits of famous men, so where the fuck does Ore come from?
Because he's dead, and it's his soul inside the thing.
But he can't wear his own soul.
So you don't know that?
Tsuyoka.
So his dad will probably be
mentor?
Mentor / technology.
Probably.
That, or it's a soul gem.
Yeah, it's...
They're pulling a Madoki.
Guys, damn it!
Do you guys remember, it aired on Fox Kids, back when Fox Kids was going through a big 90s... anime thing. You remember that show, that anime about the caveman and his dad was his hammer?
Yes, Flint the Time Detective.
That's it, yeah.
I love that shit. It was almost exactly like Moncholy Nights, which came years later.
Oh, I love that anime.
I loved that too.
Yeah.
Father was wacky. Voice by him.
Moving on to some more ghost news, we got some info on apparently who's going to be composing the music for the series.
Yeah. Also, quickly, we got to find out who the fucking voice of the ghost driver is.
Oh, yeah, that should be mentioned.
Fucking MC-AT. I was like, alright.
What did he previously do? I forget.
He's done
People with No Name.
He did the battle theme from 5.
One of them.
The Tenjo Tenge opening.
That Bomba Head, yeah.
Yeah, that's the ghost driver voice.
I'm okay with this.
Kaigen! Musashi!
So yeah, speaking of noise in Kamen Ghost, the composer of the music is Go Sakabe, known for his previous works for anime series Date Alive.
Oh!
Okay, that guy. Okay.
Is that good or bad?
That's good. That show had good music.
Okay. As well as Neptunia. And he previously worked on Kyoryuger and Tokyuger.
Oh, no wonder the Tokyuger music was so good, and Kyoryuger music was so good.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
All of the above things were shows with good music. I'm okay with this.
It's exciting.
Yep.
Not so sure about Neptunia. I haven't had too much introduction to that.
Yeah.
Aside from the anime, which...
Jomo.
All right. Moving on, we got some images of the upcoming Kamen Rider Ghost Change toy line.
We got toys!
Toys! And I can already tell that Newton's going to be an exclusive, Tamashii exclusive. Has to be. It's
the
not
one,
there.
The one thing that I noticed about looking at these images, I don't think Ore Tamashii's hood goes back.
Good! That's how it fucking should be. He should always have his fucking hood.
I mean, I'm not necessarily complaining, but, like, if he's gonna be fighting with it off most of the time, you'd think they would have figured a way to put that in there.
You know what's really cool, too, is the ability that you'll be able to, like, display the Tamashii's not just even on Ghost, but by themselves, too.
Yeah,
like, you know,
you
they
can see
look like ghosts.
It looks like the Tamashii stages for the Ghost jackets have, like, little legs on them.
No, Ichi, that you're wrong. That's how they sell more toys. It's a separate one with his hood down. You have to buy.
That's Tamashii Web exclusive.
Wouldn't surprise me, honestly.
What? Thank you, LK.
You should probably turn your phone down.
Whoops.
Yes,
but yeah.
For those of you wondering, yeah, no, that's an alert on Itchy's phone.
But,
Yep.
Yeah, I don't see Newton there, so which probably means Newton's going to be an exclusive.
Well, it would make up for the fact that you got the Newton Tamashii icon really fucking easy.
Yeah, I know, but that probably... Yeah, because I'm holding the icon right now, and it's actually really cool.
Hold
it's
on,
a lot
hold on.
Smaller than
hold
that
on, though. I'm going to do a thing. Sorry, Dave. Did it.
Yeah. Anyways,
the icons are officially one of those fun things to click real fast.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But...
And
yeah,
sound,
so
I
might
sound
get...
sound like that popping lawnmower thing kids use.
Absolutely!
I might get the... yeah, it does. I might get the ghost figure and then get the Newton Tamashii just so I can, like, pose it with my icon.
No, you know what else it sounds like?
What?
The fucking thing you press in a game of Sorry to roll the dice.
Oh, God.
Oh, the pop?
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
That thing.
I love that.
I love this thing.
Okay, so apparently GC01, Kamen Rider Ghost Ore Tamashii, comes with the base ghost body, the Ore Tamashii jacket, and the Gon Gon Saber. Retail price of 34.56 yen.
Okay, so it's going to be like a $40 toy.
And the GC02 Musashi and Edison Tamashii actually comes with the two Tamashii jackets and two weapons, so they don't come with separate base bodies. Sell! And the two-pack costs 2,700 yen.
No, it means you have to buy all the packs.
Exactly.
Have it.
Well, it means you have to buy Ore to make use of any of them.
Yes.
Yep. I would assume so.
Yeah, which is totally
because
normal.
Base form.
Yeah. I like the base form, honestly, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Loves me some orange.
I'm going to be so excited.
Loves me some Kamen Rider.
Yeah, Noble
I'm all excited for that Musashi.
Noble was, like, saying to me on Twitter, he's like, he was saying to me, like, oh, well, like, it sucks. Like, unless Ghost has an orange form, probably I'm going to have, I'm just going to go for S, and I'm like, Ore is his orange form.
Kamen Rider Deathstroke. All right, moving on to some
honestly,
other...
his face looks more like Spider-Man.
Oh, we're back to this, are we?
So, there were some official images posted of the official Kamen Rider's Gatak Zector Complete Selection Modification.
Ooh.
As well as the Hyper Zector.
Yes.
So,
wait, I love in the image they actually show Hyper Gatak.
And Hyper
Kabuto. That's
well, yeah, because it's getting released alongside the Gatak.
Yeah, but it was funny
yeah.
because technically the Hyper Gatak never existed.
Apparently, the Gatak Zector comes with a working clock up pad, so feel free to fuck with time.
No, you must wait for the fucking Sword Zector. They'll do it.
They won't do it.
They won't.
You know they won't.
Imagine having a one-to-one scale of that.
On the other hand, no, I actually like Gatak too, so I'm just sitting there like, oh,
like
that belt, though.
I still have my Hopper Zector, which I'm pretty happy.
Good luck affording it with this premium Bandai exclusive
at
base price.
Base
of
price,
1230.
Yeah, 130 US. Yeah. No, I know.
And
that's before shipping.
Yeah. Before shipping, before customs, before markup.
I know, right?
So it'll be like at least $200-$300.
Well, here, my saving grace is I don't buy many Toku toys.
Yeah.
Unlike some people in this room.
Guilty as charged!
Toycast Elytra. So, base price for this thing is 12,960 yen, set for February 2016 release for the attack sector. As for Hyper Sector,
February 2016.
But 5940 yen.
Just 60 bucks for an add-on little thing, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Cool.
I'd be up for that.
Coolios.
That's about it for news this week. Hope you all had fun.
A lot of toy news and birthdays. Oh my god, they're going to...
There's a theme! We found a connection!
Oh my god, this is the best day ever! Oh my god.
No, it's not. Stop swinging the cords around your face.
It's really
then
funny.
Stop having cords in my face!
What's really funny is that now everyone just refers to September 11th, not 9/11 anymore.
Well, that's probably for the better.
It's because we're all bored. Moving on. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week.
Moving on. That's it!
Moving on towards the end.
The fuck out!
Towards the future.
Everyone!